Welcome back then to the Stadio Ennio Tardini, where it's currently Parma 0, Livorno 0. As things stand, because we have to consider results from two other grounds around the peninsula, namely AC Milan currently 2-0 up against Sassuolo and Torino being held at Fiorentina 0-0. Should Milan score again and these results hold, they will be going into the Europa League. As things stand, it's still Torino's to lose, but a goal here from Parma could change everything. The gialloblu would then nab sixth spot. We're going to see a bit of Amauri. He had a wretched 2013, but he's done well in this calendar year. And he has happy memories of playing Livorno Amauri. He had a 282-day goal drought, which has ended against Torino in January. The following week, he scored two against Livorno. They only need one tonight, as things stand elsewhere. They've just got to win the game and hope results go their way. Biagianti will try and watch it behind. Corner kick. There was a touch of Marco Biagianti. He felt he was fouled. This shows great determination from Cassano. He's fired up. Parma are fired up. The fans are fired up. They just need a goal. Cassano's delivery. There's a header. There's the goal. He's got it. Amauri off the bench. Parma are heading towards the Europa League. Cassano's delivery. Amauri off the bench. Instant impact. And look at these scenes. Girardi with a clenched fist and he affords himself a smile. Torino trail, Milan lead, but it doesn't matter. Parma, as things stand, are going to claim sixth spot in Serie A team. Amauri with the header. What a bullet. Long it goes from Mirante. He's had a wonderful campaign. It's only Perin's terrific season which has denied Antonio Mirante a spot of going to Brazil at the age of 30. From the sounds of that, the goal may well have gone in Florence. We'll bring you more in a moment. Biagianni, meantime, escaping. Amauri! Amauri, surely, number two. Parma will win this game. He's got his second. He scored two against Livorno earlier this season. He's got a brace tonight. Parma 2, Livorno 0. And Girardi is smiling once again. And I can tell you, well, it's like London buses here. You wait and wait for a goal. One's gone in Florence, and it's gone to the home side. And Parma have doubled their lead here. They are surely heading for the Europa League. And Amauri off the bench to score twice. It's almost as if Biagianni heard that roar from the crowd, realised Fiorentina had scored, and then picked out a beautiful cross. Look at this. Looked like a lost cause. Great pace from the Frenchman. The cross is a beauty. And Nania did well. It was just unlucky. The ball dropped perfectly back to Amauri. Parma 2, Livorno 0. Hearing that Torino have a penalty kick. It's astonishing. Torino have a penalty. And I imagine it'll be Alessio Cerci with a chance to break Parma's heart. Cassano has had enough. It's pretty much up here. Galoppa's ball forward. Parma don't know about that, I don't think. Biagianni. Emerson's kept it in. Cassano stopped. He wants news. It's been saved. There's the cheer. Cerci's penalty has been saved. It's all over here. The Parma fans are celebrating. I think it's a double celebration. Still a minute to go at the Franchi. Those are the cheers there. Parma have done their bit. They've beaten Livorno by 2-0. Cerci's had a penalty save. It's Fiorentina 2, Torino 2. And Parma are a minute away from the Europa League. Cassano wants to know what's going on. Parma 2, Livorno 0. UEFA Europa League.